Americans are expected to spend nearly $10 billion this year on medicine for family members who are not human. Some of the world's biggest drug makers are investing heavily in treatment for pets. Eli Lilly and Pfizer are among the pharmaceutical companies that see a lucrative market in animal drugs, including puppy Prozac and diabetes treatments for cats. George Fennell is vice president of Pfizer's U.S. Companion Animal Division. His company is preparing to launch two new drugs for dogs.
Slentrol is used for the management of obesity in dogs, will be released in just a few weeks. And the second medicine is called Serenia, and Serenia is indicated for the treatment of acute emesis or vomiting episodes in dogs, also indicated for motion sickness.
Is this like a drug you'd give to a dog so he could still sit in the back seat and stick his head out the window?
The fact of the matter is the bond between pets and pet owners is increasingly growing, and if it's anything like my dog, you know, when we travel, when we go to Thanksgiving, when we go to grandmom and granddad's house, the dog's in the car, and it's because he's a part of the family, and some owners experience problems with vomiting episodes because the dog gets motion sickness, and therefore the dog's got to be left behind or placed in a kennel. So this would be a medicine to help people travel with their dog.
The demand for animal drugs is growing rapidly. Arlene Weintraub follows the pharmaceutical industry for Business Week magazine. She says profits in pet meds are up more than 50% over the last 5 years.
That's pretty strong growth. I mean, you know, a lot of companies would kill for that sort of growth on the human side of the business.
The growth in drugs for dogs and cats is just part of the burgeoning industry for pet goods and services. Owners are opening their wallets for specialty food items like birthday cakes and designer accessories like leather carrying bags. Weintraub says for many people, their pets are their children.
So for that reason, a lot of pet owners are very eager to extend the lives of their pets, and they will pay an awful lot of money out of their own pockets to do so.
Owners are paying so much that another multi-billion dollar industry is getting into the act. Some insurance companies are now offering policies for pets, though Arlene Weintraub says that hasn't caught on quite yet.
Only 3% of dog owners have health insurance, and only 1% of cat owners have it. I think that once pet owners see how much these treatments cost, that they may be more inclined to look very seriously at that option.
And some of those new drug treatments can be pricey. Pfizer's obesity drug Slentrol could cost dog owners as much as $2 a day. Some heart medications for dogs run about the same. The cost for treating a cat with feline diabetes is a little less, about $1 a day.